Hi guys, and welcome back to Juan Love, where we share our ideas by discussing our discovery of the one universal language, love. Let's get right to it. My grandma would say, wash out your mouth with soap. I know it doesn't make sense, but in Spanish, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite not only hilarious, but it makes lots of sense. I say, put the chocolate down. Nobody puts baby in the corner, but I do love chocolate, you guys. Let's call a spade a spade. I am guilty of it, but I know we're all capable of change because today I am living proof of it. I love chocolate, and I've made it. I've had a mad affair. I've had what we call in the industry a tumultuous relationship. There's been ups and downs and sides to side. Name it, I've been through it. But what we all know is that this rule applies to everything. It's called moderation. I think I'm going to change my middle name to moderation because I'm having a hard time understanding what it means sometimes. But I'm getting the grasp of it, so don't you worry. And I hope we all can be here together and be present and celebrate that moment, because I've had not so proud moments that I care to share about, and I hope you too. But know that I am here for you not to judge, but to support a healthier conscious community, a support system that says, eat the chocolate, but don't choke on it. As we all know, negativity is just energy. It's a frequency that we can all tap in and out of. Picture it like a game of tag. Every time someone's asked me to play, I just say, thank you, but I have a hair appointment. You know, you say whatever you want to say. You can apply that rule. You don't have to. I'm just sharing my little bit of what knowledge. One of my all-time favorite quotes is, your energy introduces you even before you speak. I love that so much. Just imagine it. But we all know, it's not always peaches and creams. It can be so decadent, like a triple layer chocolate brownie cake layered with mousse and topped with ganache. That just made my mouth water and my tummy hurt. So dense that it will affect your whole day. That's what I compare negativity to. We deal with it as it comes, but it doesn't have to ruin your day or ruin, you know, your mood for that particular time frame. We have the power to make that choice. It's so simple, I laugh sometimes. It's like wearing a sweater in summer or packing a lunch to a buffet. This one gets me every time. Wearing Daisy Dukes with black leggings, I don't understand it, but you get my drift. Health is not a choice nor a goal. It's our way of living. Negativity is part of health. How much you allow it to influence your mind, that's still part of your fitness. That being said, there's one thing I want you guys to think about. And that's reflection. Reflection is the equivalent of a mirror. Yes, there are times when anger is reflected on you and therefore automatically you reflect it back. I'm guilty of it. I've done it numerous times. But what I want to add to that or say under that umbrella is that, you know, don't judge my attitude based on what you're asking me or others to buy. Your quality of day or life is reflected in everything you do. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Negativity is around us all day long. It's a matter of how much of its frequency we allow into our day. We deal with negativity and negative thoughts and situations and coworkers and peers and family members and so forth. I know this to be true. But I also know how the power of my brain can redirect the energy towards something more productive and effective to my well-being. I want to make it clear that it's not easy. Some days are super blissful, and others feel like I'm pushing up a boulder up Kilimanjaro. And I'm just discovering this beautiful journey of backpacking, and I am not ready to push this boulder up also because I'm a little bit out of shape. Don't tell anyone. One thing that always strikes me by surprise is that we eat it up, you guys. I don't know what it is, but we eat up negativity like the latest fad. Or even better, the last episode of Game of Thrones as if it were the last season finale. It's coming next year, you guys. It's not ready. It's not yet. So don't you fret. We're going to get to see the end. We're going to get to experience it all together as a community, as a society. But somehow we thrive on that. I don't know the answer, to be honest. But somehow we enjoy that feeling and we thrive on trying to prove that you're right, come hell or high water. I've been there. You've been there. We've all have. It's as if we're victims. I wish I knew exactly why, but I don't. But what I do know, and it's very clear to me, because I feel it in my core, I feel it in my heart, and hopefully it's the same with you, is that I don't thrive on negativity. When I really inspect it, it doesn't feel well. It feels, you know, I feel yucky and it makes me feel really horrible, you know, and nor do I thrive on a tummy ache from too much chocolate. I love chocolate. I love myself, and that's a struggle because I'm like, do I love myself more? Or do I love chocolate? So I say, don't be self-deprecating when negativity is near. Check it. Allow it to bounce off you without having to spend the night. Not today, girl. Go book yourself at the Holiday Inn around the corner because there's no vacancy here. So this brings me to some tools or exercises that have helped me welcome a higher frequency to be able to recharge, you know, your positivity battery. You know, because we're dealing with a lot of this negativity on day in and day out that we forget to fuel, to refuel and fuel and refuel and fuel it over and over again, this positivity that we love, that makes us feel full, that brings happiness to us. And there are just six things that I try to practice, you know, and sometimes I do it and sometimes I forget and then I have to remind myself. So I'm just going to share them with you so you have them and maybe they'll help you like they've helped me. Number one is things you're grateful for. Anything that you're grateful for. You know, it can be materialistic or it can be a memory or it can be someone else. And, you know, there's days where I'm grateful for my mother. There are days where I'm grateful for my dog. There are days where I'm grateful for my phone, my car, the fact that, I was able to enjoy no traffic. In Los Angeles, California, enjoying no traffic, I am grateful for that. Trust you me. And also, like, being with one with nature. I was grateful for that yesterday, and that brings me to number two. It's going outside. Nature is here for you and no one else. It's here for us to experience, to be one with nature, to celebrate that oneness and bring that, you know, that language that I keep talking about is that Juan love. We all know that what that feels like. We all know how to celebrate that, but we forget to put that in the forefront. So I say, go for a walk around the park or just sit on your porch or sit on your front lawn, wherever you have accessible to you. It doesn't have to be go on this backpacking adventure or camping or, you know, back like into the woods. Like, it doesn't have to be that extreme. It can just be literally stepping outside, looking at the trees that are around you, or, you know, taking that in. Celebrating that process of you being present in that moment. that brings me to number three. Number three is, I call it just clean up or tidy up, you know, and that is exactly what it sounds like. Your car, your room, your kitchen, your closet, your bag, your school bag, your backpack, your work briefcase, whatever it may be, your bookshelf, you know, your DVD collection, which is obsolete. No one collects DVDs anymore. You know, I am guilty for leaving dirty clothes and clean clothes in my bedroom room, my bedroom floor. And the minute that I give myself the task just to pick it up and put it away, or just, you know, if it's dirty, put it in the hamper, it feels like a surge of energy has been injected in my being. Only because now I've been practicing, and I just, it literally is just, and it's free. It costs you nothing. What, 5-10 minutes? And if it's at its worst, it's cost me, what, 30 to an hour to really clean up, you know, or like do the dishes or tidy up, or, you know, only because you're creating space and room for positive energy to come into your life and your world and your sanctuary and your safe haven. You're decluttering, because, you know, non-inanimate objects take up energy. So the minute that we start to clear the energy, more energy comes in. And that's all I'm saying, to welcome it and celebrate it. This brings me to number four. Number four is something very special and dear to me. It's music. Music is so powerful. To me, is like texture. Like I'm putting a shirt, or I'm wearing a beautiful gown or a tuxedo or whatever, you know, this, whatever you want to picture or call it. Because I see when I hear music, I see it in colors. It makes me feel something that I cannot really describe and put into words. It's something that I feel with my fingers. And I challenge you to either play some music in the morning or before you go to bed or however, because it really pumps something into your soul and it connects to you. You know, normally we relate it to triggering a memory for either happiness or sorrow. So those are great tools too, but I'm saying use it to your advantage. Play some music that will, you know, either cheer you up or put you in a good mood, and it's going to uplift your spirits, because that's going to welcome more positivity and it's going to push the negativity out the door. And that's what we're trying to gear towards. Number five, it's, you know, something that's hard to do because we all don't have this accessible, and it's to take a Epsom salt bath. Or just, you know, for years I didn't have a bathtub. I have one in my apartment now, and I still don't do that as often. So, you know, it's not crucial, but it definitely recharges you. It allows you to take time to kind of reflect on yourself and kind of just put yourself first. But don't you worry, because I have a secret weapon that goes along with that Epsom salt bath. You type on your phone or your computer or your tablet or your iPad, whatever you have disposable, or if you don't have any of that, then you take yourself to the public library and you go to Amazon.com and you order for $4.99 the Epsom salt. It's Dr. Teal's, I'm sorry, Dr. Teal's Epsom salt lotion, and they have a lavender and a eucalyptus one. I love the lavender. And just apply some before you go to bed, on your back, on your, you know, shoulders, on your arms, on your legs. It will really rejuvenate you for the next day. It seeps into your pores. It releases all these toxins. It helps. I use it when I teach dance, or when I choreograph, or when I've you know, been working out a lot, or, you know, just when my body needs a little bit of time out and I'm not allowed to really give it that time, that hour or two to draw the bath and, you know, get the salts. But when I do, it's beautiful. But this lotion has really saved me in a lot of ways, where I'm just like, I'm tired. I apply it at night and it really makes a difference. So give it a shot. Lastly, the last one, you know, some people might frown upon it because, you know, they may say that it's wasteful, but I think that it's crucial and detrimental to your health, and that's flowers. The minute that you welcome another piece of living thing, because a flower is a living thing, and yes, you've cut it, and yes, it's going to wilt and die, but that's a process of life. We are wilting and dying as we speak. So I am celebrating the process. This is why I want to create this platform and this opportunity to kind of shine some light and bring that into our world. I have plants all over my apartment, and I cut flowers from the front garden and bring them into my home to kind of remind me of life and nature and celebrate that. You know, we have this beautiful paradise bird plant, and at times I do feel bad because I'm cutting it because it's so beautiful, but also I want to celebrate because it's like, you know, in order for the flower to bloom, it needs to be cut because then more another blossom grows from that. The same way that, you know, we grow old and die, that happens because another soul is being welcoming into the world. So it's the circle of life. And that's it. You know, like, those are the few things that I practice. I don't do them. I try to do them on a regular, but I think they definitely have helped me welcome positivity and clear some energy out, you know, to not focus on negativity. And it's put me on the forefront, and it's made me responsible for what, you know, I really want to be a part of and what I really want to celebrate. And that brings me to really kind of shining some light on the potential power and the potential energy our mind possesses. Our mind is potential energy. The world out there is subjective. Our words create a specific view through thought, intention, attention, and expectation. So it's up to us to really bring and harvest that and celebrate what we want in our day-to-day life. And also set an intention of what we want for the future. We hold that power. And if we speak it from self-love and from that Juan love that we all know and feel, and we harvest that and we set the intention and you set it free and you start to practice this day-to-day habits that bring awareness, it's going to become something so magical and so beautiful. So I just want you to know that I am here for you, and you're not alone. Let's celebrate the process and continue to grow. Be kind and love. From my heart to yours, Juan love. Love you guys. Have a great day.